This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When it comes to dinner, you're looking for tasty, flavor, ample portions, choices, and great value in a cozy, clean, family-friendly environment. Guests tell us our home-style dinners deliver on all counts. Whether you choose chicken fried steak, house-made meatloaf, roasted turkey, or slow-cooked pot roast, you'll be full and satisfied in the best way possible. So make Black Bear Diner your January comfort dinner destination. Open daily at 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you with all the projects you want to take on in 2024. If you've got a project in mind, something on your to-do list, something on your new project list, something on your I wish I could have gotten this to the sooner list, whatever you want to do, whether it's decor, repair, remodel, we've got tips and ideas to help you get through it and get it done right the first time. But to get that information, you got to reach out to us with your questions. Two ways to do that. You can go to moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask. Or just call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's show, keeping heating costs down is usually a lot easier for homes heated with gas or oil than for those heated by electricity. But new efficiency technology in heat pumps is changing all of this for the better. So we're going to share some ideas just ahead.
And if you're a renter, do you worry about getting your security deposit back when it's time to move out? Well, we're going to share the most commonly overlooked items that stand between you and getting all your security just ahead.
And did your furniture pick up a little extra wear and tear over the holidays? We've got hacks to fix water rings, dings, and dents just ahead.
But first, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Reach out with your questions right now at moneypit.com/ask. We'd love to hear what you are tackling this new year. What are you working on? What are you thinking about working on? Let's get those to-do lists done.
So call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Marion, North Carolina, is on the line with a mossy roof. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Well, we have a 10-year-old roof, asphalt shingles, I believe they are, and the sections between shingles are beginning to be filled up with moss.
It's like a mossy grout line.
Yeah, that's right. I'd like to know how to get it safely clean and keep it from growing back again. It isn't the entire roof. We are in an A-frame house, so it's very sharp, very steep roof, and it's just about the 8 or 10 feet closest to the edge.
Okay, do you see it all the way around? You just see it on, say, the north-facing side or in the area?
It's just on this north-facing part.
Okay, so that's the area that gets the least amount of sunlight.
Right.
Do you have, like, a large tree that's, you know, adding more shade to this area?
We have a lot of trees, yeah.
A lot of trees.
Yeah, therein lies the problem.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, the best solution here is, can you trim out or thin out those trees in any way to get more sunlight onto that portion of the roof? Because if you can do that, sunlight really is, you know, your best weapon in getting rid of this moss and keeping it away. Now, you'll have to do some work to get it to be gone in the first place, but if you can add more sunlight, you're going to help it stay away.
All right, very good. Thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Luke from Texas who's got a question about insulation. What's going on at your money pit?
So I've listened to a couple of episodes here recently, and I've noticed a trend of recommending spray foam insulation in the ceilings, or I shouldn't say in the ceilings, but in between the roof rafters. And I was very interested in doing that in my house. However, I started to become a bit concerned with issues of potential mold. I mean, if there's any kind of roof leak, whether it be closed cell or open cell foam that's sprayed, any kind of roof leak, that foam is going to trap the water in there, won't it?
You'd have to have a roof leak that went on for some time for that to happen. You would have evidence of the leak. Because I have spray foam in my attic, and I've covered my rafters with it. And we had a really, really bad rainstorm once, and I got a bit of a leak around the chimney from the flashing. But it came right through, and I saw it. I was able to deal with it. I wouldn't worry about that. The one thing about spray foam you need to understand, Luke, is it when you spray foam an attic, it no longer is a vented attic. It is now an unvented attic on purpose by design, right? So everything is sealed in now, which is the reason it becomes so warm and as opposed to, you know, being icy cold like it would most winters. I mean, my attic is practically the same temperature as the rest of my house now, and my energy bills went way down as a result of it. So I don't have that concern at all. And if I did get a roof leak, I think I'd probably spot it pretty quickly. I don't think it's the kind of thing that's going to seep in there and sit for a long time and be a big discovery later.
Interesting. All right. Thank you so much for your input. I appreciate it.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys tackling this new year? I know we are still very new into the new year, so maybe you're like, I haven't even thought about it yet, Leslie and Tom. Stop asking me. Well, no, now is the perfect time to start thinking about what you're working on, what you want to do with your house this year, and let us help you make those dreams a reality. Keeping those heating costs down is usually a lot easier for homes heated with gas or oil than for those heated by electricity. But new efficiencies in heat pump technology are changing for the better. We'll share some ideas when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And whether you are doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow us at The Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Hey, do you have a counter that you'd like to restore to some beautiful surface that maybe doesn't look so hot right now? Well, our friends at Deich Coatings have given us a Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit to give away. Now, this is a roll-on marble resurfacing kit for countertops, for vanities, and for tabletops. I personally, myself, am going to be using this in just a couple of weeks to resurface a kitchen countertop, and I think it's going to look awesome. It's easy to apply. No skills are needed, and everything you need is in the kit. It's valued at $169. You can learn more at DeichCoatings.com. But we've got one to give away to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Reach out to us right now with your questions at moneypit.com/ask or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Marcia in Illinois needs some help getting a window unstuck. Tell us about it.
I have a window over my sink in my kitchen, so I have to lean over the sink to raise this window. And it's always been extremely hard to get up or down. And I just don't know what to do with it. I think I've tried WD-40.
Is this a wood window, Marcia?
Yes, it's a wood window.
So probably over the years, it's gotten bigger, swollen in its place, and it's gotten tighter in the jams. And I'll presume with paint, too, over the years, that didn't make it any better. So why don't you think about a replacement window? I mean, look, we can talk to you about taking this whole window apart and sanding down the jams and sanding down the sashes and making it easier to use and replacing the cords and the balance and all that work. But I think this would be a good time to treat yourself to a replacement window. You don't have to do all the windows in the house. You know, you can buy a double hung replacement window in a home center today for a couple $100, and it's a pretty good quality window. So you may want to think about replacing just this one window, or in the alternative, you can pull the trim off, you can take the sashes apart, and you could sand them, and sand them well. And that will make them a little bit smaller all the way around and make them easier to operate. And, of course, also make sure that the balances are working. Now, if it's an old wood window, you may have cords or chains that go up, and you want to make sure that they're still attached because that gives you a little bit of assistance as you open and close the window.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your advice. I guess I'll have to invest in a new window.
I think it's going to be easier than all the work it would take to get the old window working. And I'm all for easy. And that's why I suggest that. Okay, Marcia? Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Now, look, if you got these old windows, I mean, you can work on them and put 8-10 hours into a window, and sure, it'll be just as good as new. But why? You know, it's still going to be an old drafty wood window when you can go buy a double pane vinyl clad window, replacement window that slips inside the existing opening and just have better energy efficiency and a window that really works. Tilt in to clean, you know, the works. Just doesn't make any sense.
You're still going to have to reach over that sink. It's just going to be easier to work.
Exactly.
Chad in Florida's on the line and having a really hard time getting that perfect shower. Tell us what's going on.
Oh, I've got an issue. The house was built in like the late 50s, early 60s, and you go to take a shower and you turn the hot water you think would be up, and then you turn the cold water on, and it just seems like that you know, you go to adjust the cold there, and it makes a kind of a creaking noise, and you know, it's either scalding hot or freezing cold, and you always kind of got to sit there and adjust the cold side on the shower there, and it seems to do it more when it starts to get colder out.
What you might want to do is think about replacing this with a pressure balanced valve. A pressure balanced valve maintains the mix between hot and cold regardless of the pressure in the pipe. So as you pull more water or less water out of one side, because either the valve is doing that or somebody's using the water somewhere in the house, the flow of water can change, but the mix, the balance between the hot and the cold will not change. And that just makes it a lot more comfortable and, frankly, a lot safer for you to use that water. And if you're still using two valves like that, you know, it might be time to upgrade to pressure balance, because I think you'll find that that's going to solve this problem.
All righty. Yeah, that was my next project. I just got finished doing it and closing my carport and doing an addition, and the bathroom is coming next. So.
Wow. Well, we're happy to help you select the next project, Chad.
Hey, I appreciate it.
I'm sure you were just wondering what you were going to put on that list, and now you're all set.
That's right. That's right. It's never ending when you're a homeowner, right?
Yep, absolutely. Chad, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, saving energy and going green are big goals for homeowners, which is one reason heat pumps are more popular than ever.
That's right. Traditional heating systems use fuel like gas or oil to generate heat. Electric heat, on the other hand, has always been much more expensive. But heat pumps, which is a form of electric heat, is actually a much more affordable technology. Now, what heat pumps do is they use a small amount of energy to pull heat out of the air or the ground, and they use it to heat or to cool a space. In its simplest form, heat pumps can heat much like an air conditioner cools a home. It's just that the refrigeration process is reversible, so it allows heat pumps to do both heating and cooling.
Now, the biggest advantages of heat pumps is the fact that you don't need to install separate systems to heat and to cool your home. And because they're transferring heat rather than burning fuel to create it, heat pumps are more efficient than a gas furnace. Now, heat pumps do have their disadvantages, too. A common complaint is that they blow cold air. Now, this isn't really true, but they're not designed to put out warm air at the same temperature as a gas or oil furnace, for example, would. The air is cooler, but it's plenty warm enough to keep your home heated, and it heats it very efficiently.
Now, if you're considering a heat pump, there are really two types that you need to know about. First, there's air source heat pumps. These work much like your refrigerator. They take heat from the outside, pump it through refrigerant coils, and then it's distributed to your home by a fan. But you might also hear them referred to as an air-to-air heat pump. The reversing valve is the most important part. It flips the operation around. Instead of bringing heat into your home, the heat pump sends the heat outdoors, much like an AC would. And the other type is called a ground source heat pump. They operate a little bit differently. They absorb heat exclusively from the ground outside via pipes that are buried and filled with water. Bottom line, for me, I'd still prefer natural gas, but if electric heat was my only option, a well-installed high-tech heat pump is definitely the way to go.
Lori, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We have a Chamberlain 1/4 horsepower garage door opener, and it has no remotes. We bought the house as is, so we have no remotes for it. Also, it has a keypad on the outside, which I'm unable to use. So, my question was, if I go to Home Depot or Lowe's, would a universal remote work, or do I have to call a garage door company out to sell us a Chamberlain remote and program it?
Why don't you do this? Why don't you get the model number of the Chamberlain garage door opener, which is probably printed on the back of the unit, go to the Chamberlain website, and get the owner's manual for the door opener. With that owner's manual, you should be able to program the keypad. It'll tell you the right sequence to do that. And also, you most likely can find out from Chamberlain exactly which remote is designed to work with that unit. Now, Chamberlain's a very good company, and in fact, they have a new technology that's called MyQ. And the cool thing about the MyQ technology is you can actually put this MyQ unit in your garage, and then you'll be able to open and close your garage door with your smartphone. So they're way ahead of the game on this stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, too. Is this one too old to do that?
I think it actually works on every garage door opener that was built after 1996, so it may not be. It might be fine.
I can't remember if it's 96 or 94.
Yeah, it goes back over 10 years.
Good. Okay, this one's about 6 years old.
I think that's how I would proceed. I would not just go buy something and hope it works. I would do the research, and you'll figure it out. Okay, Lori?
Okay, I'll go on their webpage. Thank you for the advice.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Leroy in Delaware is on the line with a flooring question. What can we do for you?
I have a question on the laminated flooring. Number one is it a solid color all the way through? And number two, where I would be using this as chairs with rollers on them. And I was wondering if you thought that would hold up with being a chair that had rollers on them.
All right, so first of all, is the solid color all the way through? No, that's not the way laminate floors work. So the way laminate floors work is you have different types of composite materials, and then you have sort of the color layer, which is essentially sort of a photograph, and then you have the wear layer on top of that, which can be textured so it can look like stone or feel like stone, I should say, or wood boards. Now, this textured sort of wear layer surface, it's available in different levels of durability. Some floors are designed for light use. Some floors are designed for commercial use. If you buy a tougher floor, one of the better quality floors that's designed for the heavier use, I don't think you can have any trouble with those chairs on the rollers. Now, are all the chairs and rollers, or is this like a desk chair situation?
Actually, it's a kitchen table with four chairs and rollers.
Oh, okay.
Going on.
All right. Yeah, I think that a laminate floor is a good choice for that. But like I said, you got to buy a good quality one.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now we've got Cheryl in Texas on the line who's looking to redo a bathroom and make it more modern with just a shower. How can we help you?
Well, I am the mother of four sons, and as they get bigger, they no longer like to get in the bathtub. And
right.
Okay.
We find that they are always in my room, in my shower. We're wanting to take out the tub that's in their bathroom and turn it into a shower. My issue is I don't have a lot of space. It's a Hollywood bath. And then the tub and toilet are in a separate little room that you can close off. Mm-hmm. And the door facing of that little room sits right next to the tub itself. So my question is when I pull that tub out, the plan was to put a shower pan down and tile the area and then put a glass door, either a sliding door on there. Will that be a wide enough space if it's only the width of a standard tub?
Cheryl, I think you definitely can find a shower pan that can fit the width of that tub sort of elbow to elbow if you're standing in it. I mean, think about it. If you're in the tub, you're taking a shower, right? You got room to the right and to the left of you. So we want a shower pan that essentially is the same size. Now, when it comes to residential prefabricated shower pans, they start at around 24 by 24, so that's 2 foot square. You know, that would be probably, the smallest that you would need, but you might be able to go up even bigger. But a little trick of the trade, if you were to find, for example, that for whatever reason, the way this room is configured, a 24 by 24 would not work, then you should shop for a smaller shower pan, which you will find sold for RVs, recreational vehicles, because they have tiny showers in them, right? And there's a whole host of RV shower pans that are smaller than 24 by 24. I don't think you're going to need it. I think you'll be fine starting there, maybe even going up. But the size of the shower pan is what you want to figure out first, and then you can basically build around that. Okay? Does that make sense?
Sure. That's what I want to do. Okay.
All right, Cheryl. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, when your rental lease ends, don't leave money on the table. We've got a few of the best things that you can do to get your security deposit back when the Money Pit returns.
888-MONEY-PIT.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions, your comments at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Hey, Leslie, I ran across a news story of truly national importance. I mean, this is so important. I could not pass it up. It is very controversial, but I want to get your feedback on this.
All right.
Something people care deeply about. Here's the question. What is the right number of throw pillows to have on a couch? There's a story on the Spruce about this. I'm like, really? People care about this? Okay. Probably not my thing, but I would ask you.
It's a love-hate relationship because if you have them, they better look perfect all the time and not be, like, thrown on the floor and askew, and my kids like to sit on them so they get squished. So it's like I'm super selective about throw pillows. Like, they're not going to be comfy. They're going to be super hard so that nobody's tushy can squish them down too much because they choose to be a perch. Like, it's ridiculous.
I had no idea.
Prefer, like, a special one or none, or you better have no kids in the house or pets. I mean, come on, throw pillows. It's a subject.
Well, they talk about the number of pillows based on corners, the sofa size, and the style matter. They talk about the golden ratio for pillow groupings. One of the experts recommends a grouping of three pillows with specific sizes.
Odd numbers, yes.
A 22 by 22, a 20 by 20, and a 14 by 20.
Oh, that sounds like a nightmare.
So apparently there's a magic grouping, and then it's very important to balance your pillow placement. Okay, I get that. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's all from The Spruce. Check them out online. I believe it's thespruce.com. Great newsletter I get with tips like that in every week.
Dean in Kansas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Okay, we've just purchased a home, and in that home we've got a traditional gas water heater.
Okay.
And my wife loves to take baths every night. She's one of those really hot bath type persons.
Okay, good for her.
Just wanted to kind of know what the best setting for the water heater was. We've been told a couple different things.
Mm-hmm.
Usually we turn it all the way up, and
that's really hot.
We've been told some different things. So
yeah, well, I mean, is it just you and your wife, or do you have kids too?
We do have kids as well.
Yeah, you want to be careful with the children especially. You don't want the water to be any hotter than about 110 to 120 degrees. And if you turn it all the way up, it can get close to 160, and that's really dangerous. So, I mean, if you have a 40-gallon water heater and you're taking a big bath every night, I think you're going to have to adjust your schedules around that because that's going to use a significant amount of it. But it also has a pretty fast recovery. If you opt at some point in the future, if you're there in the house for a number of years and you want to get a water heater that's never going to run out of hot water, you should opt for a tankless water heater. They're a little bit more expensive than a tank water heater, but they basically provide you an endless supply of hot water. So I think those are your options, Dean. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, if you've been renting, you'll definitely want to make sure you get your security deposit back when your lease ends. But for that to happen, landlords want to see that their property has been taken care of and left in good condition for the next tenant. So to help, here are five simple things that tenants often forget to do that can leave their rental home looking its best and make a good impression on the landlord when it's time to go.
Now, first, you want to clean the stovetops and the oven. Burner guards collect a lot of food buildup, and there might be burn marks, so give them a good scrub with bleach or a kitchen cleanser. For baked-on residue inside the oven, you can make your own cleaner with a baking soda mixture or use a chemical oven cleaner. Be sure to wipe down vertical surfaces like mirrors, walls, doors, windows, and cabinets using vinegar or alcohol wipes to remove the dust, the streaks, the scuff marks. All of that will go unnoticed if you take the time to do this now. Also, use a duster, rags, or vacuum to get rid of all the dust that collects on the blinds, the ceiling fans, the vents, the windowsills, moldings, baseboards. You basically want it to look thick and span, like super clean. This way there's nothing to really attract their attention.
Yeah, and if you have a washer or dryer in there, leave them sparkling both inside and out. You want to wipe off any splotches on the outside and run an empty load in the washing machine with vinegar instead of fabric softener to leave it fresh and clean inside. And don't forget about those hidden areas behind and under movable appliances and furniture. Really take a look around the stove, the microwave, the refrigerator, and any furniture that's staying behind to see if anything has fallen back in those nooks and crannies. And remember to sweep up any dirt and debris. I mean, generally the standard is broom clean. So if you leave it broom clean, you should be good to go.
Yeah, and you know what? Take pictures of everything that you've done on the way out so that there's no surprises or somebody can say like, oh, but you left a hole here or this was that. This way nobody can make a claim against you because you've got proof.
Oh, that is so true.
Linda, you've got the money pit. How can we help you today?
The house that we live in was built in 53. It's ours. We've paid it off and trying to upkeep it and keep it in good shape. But in between the dining room and the living room, apparently before we purchased it, there was a wall that had been removed. And the only sign is on the ceiling where the wall was removed. There's a double crack, like on each side of a 2x4 is what it looks like, about that width, in the drywall. And I've tried it's a textured ceiling. We actually had knockdown put on it. But we can't fill the crack. I've tried to use drywall mud, and it just returns. What can I do to fix this crack?
So this was opposite both sides of a wall that was torn out, so they must have slipped in some drywall to patch it. Is that what you're thinking?
Maybe.
So that's not the best way. That's not the best way to fix that sort of thing. You can't like put a narrow strip in there and have it ever look like a normal ceiling. If you've got a hole like that where you pull the wall out, what you have to do is cut a bigger piece of drywall out, maybe about a foot or two on each side of it, and you do that right on the edge where the floor joists are, the ceiling joists are in this case. Then you have a bigger seam to tape and spackle and secure, and if that's done well, then you're never going to see it again. So you putting all of this spackle on it time and time again over all of this, you know, all of this period of time is probably made more of a mess, and it's kind of hard to fix at this point. So what I would tell you to do is to cut out that whole repair, put a bigger piece of drywall in, tape it, spackle it, prime the whole ceiling, and then repaint the whole ceiling. And that would be the way to do this, you know, permanently. Otherwise, you're always going to see that.
Okay. Thank you for telling me that.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, did your furniture pick up a little extra wear and tear over the holidays? If so, we've got hacks to fix those waterings, dings, and dents, all proof of a wonderful holiday season. Coming up after this.
You live in a money pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble-veined surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you need some help with a renovation, a repair, or maybe a decor project? Well, on the Money Pit podcast, we share tips, ideas, and inspiration to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space.
Subscribe now at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Give us a call here at the Money Pit and let us know what you are working on. We've got up for grabs this hour the Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit from Deich Coatings. This is a super easy roll-on resurfacing kit that makes your countertops, your vanity, even tabletops look like marble. Lots of great choices, defined veins, swirling veins. It's an awesome kit worth $169. Check it out at DeichCoatings.com.
Going out to one lucky listener drawn at random, make that you. Reach out to us right now with your home improvement or decor questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Vincent in Texas is putting up a fence and needs some help with the project. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I'm putting up a chain link in front of my house. Where my house is, it's in the dip of the street. Both the street goes up on each end.
Okay.
And I'm about 4 blocks from the lake. And we had a lot of rain and our water level's up. And when I'm about 14 inches down, I'm hitting water.
Okay.
Is there a special cement or how should I do that in setting the posts?
Okay, so what you want to do is, because it's chain link, you're going to want to dig down about 3 feet and try to do that with a post hole digger, even if you hit water. And then the way you deal with this is you mix up concrete, like a Quikrete product, some basic concrete mix, mix it up in a wheelbarrow to the right consistency, and then shovel it into the hole. And let it displace the water that's in the hole. Does that make sense? So as you put the concrete in, the water will kind of work its way right out. And what will be left will be the concrete. It will dry nice and rock solid, and you'll be good to go.
Okay, thank you. You saved me a lot of worry.
All right, don't worry about it. That's the way to handle that. Mix it out of the hole and then drop it in the hole, and the water will displace. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, now that the holiday season has passed, is your furniture looking a little worse for the wear? Did you pick up a few new rings, dings, dents? Well, here's a few hacks to help you bring that furniture back to shape.
So first, let's talk about those white rings. Those are caused when water vapor penetrates the finish, and they're easy to remove. All you do is wipe them gently with a cloth that's barely dampened with denatured alcohol.
Now, shallow chips. Where a clear finish is chipped but the underlying color is still intact, you can fill that ding with a few drops of clear nail polish. And the trick here is to kind of do it in layers, too, depending on how deep that ding is. After the polish dries, you can sand flush with 600 grit sandpaper. And then if you want to restore the sheen on satin finishes, you can rub with a 4-aught steel wool and paste wax. For gloss finishes, you can go ahead and use auto-polishing compound and a rag.
Now let's talk about those big scratches and the worn edges. A felt tip touch-up marker works really well for worn edges and scratches. They come in a variety of wood tones to match common furniture finishes. You can use them to color large scratches or edges where the stain is worn away. Apply them only to the damaged area and then wipe immediately if any gets on the neighboring finish. And finally, apply a coat of paste wax over the repair and the entire adjacent surface to impart a very even and lovely sheen, and you will see scratches no more.
Shawnee in North Carolina needs some help with a backyard problem. What's going on at your money pit?
No, my roof, when it would rain, all the water would drain toward the back because it's on a downslope.
Right.
And then I had a contractor come in and connect all of my downspouts and all to this black pipe, and they connected all of it, and ran it out to one source toward the end of that little creek. And in doing so, I mean, everything was fine. It worked fine. And they thought where I was having such water problem, they sort of made a horseshoe out of the black pipe with the styrofoam, you know, peanuts and all of that in it. But what they did when they dug around the horseshoe area, they found that that was dry because they figured if it was wet, it would drain and take care of the problem. But when they put that horseshoe in, wherever they put it, it was completely dry, and it was further down that they realized that I had underground spring. So all of my drain pipes, everything's draining perfectly, but it's one little problem I had with that underground spring.
But is that underground spring rising up to the point where the yard is flooding? And how much flooding are we talking about here?
It's not necessarily flooding, but it stays
so wet
I can't mow it. And there's a place about, I'm going to say 12 inches squarish maybe, that is has puddled.
I don't think this is a problem worth solving. I think it's a fairly small area of the yard, and areas of the yard that get soft like that, yeah, the grass can be hard to cut sometimes. Sometimes you have to cut it by hand instead of using a power mower on it. But I don't think it's worth you doing anything about it. You would have to do some major, major work to try to take the water that's collecting there, run it downstream, and have it sit somewhere else. So I don't think it's necessarily a big issue. Shawnee, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here at the Money Pit. Coming up, adding insulation as a smart improvement this time of year. But Ken says his insulators covered over an important part of his attic in the process. We're going to help him out next.
You live in a money pit.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button.
Ken reached out to Team Money Pit and says, we have a whole house fan and recently added more insulation to our attic. There used to be a wooden hatch between the attic and the second floor ceiling that we removed to run the fan, but the contractor covered it. Is there a better, more automatic option?
Yeah, there definitely is. But before we do that, let's just explain to everybody what a whole house fan is, because we're not talking about an attic fan here. Now, what a whole house fan is it actually sits in the upper hallway of your house. So, let's say if it's a two-story colonial, it would be the second floor hallway ceiling. And it basically takes the air from the house, pulls it up in the attic, and then there's big vents in the attic where that air will now go out. It will be pushed out of the attic. And what's really cool about a whole house fan is that in the summer, for example, you can use it on a timer. So in our house some years ago, we had one with a whole house fan. We went to bed, we would turn the fan on a timer, and it would run for like 30 minutes while we were falling asleep with a nice breeze through the house. You'd open a couple of windows, and then it would go off, and we would never have to run the air conditioning after that. You know, we were asleep and happy as clams at that point. So it's a really nice thing to have in a house, but you do need to have the ventilation provided for that. You need to have the space provided for that. So if your area was closed off, what you need to do is this. First of all, you need to build a chase around where the fan is. By chase, I mean kind of like a wood box that holds the insulation back from it. And then there's a type of register that you can put at the bottom of this that automatically will open up. It's on springs. And when the fan kicks on, the suction of the fan will draw this register open, and the air will pull through it. And then when the fan goes off, it will automatically close. So that's what you're missing here. You don't have to remove or replace a box or a plank or anything like that. You can maximize that insulation. Just keep it away from the fan, and then use the automatic register to control when the air gets into the house.
All right, next up, Nick wrote in saying, now that it's really cold outside, my hardwood foyer and tiled kitchen floors are really cold, even with the heat set to 70 degrees. Is it worthwhile to insulate the ceiling joists of the basement? Oh, I would say yes.
Yeah, I think it's never a bad idea to insulate a basement ceiling. I mean, in fact, in my house, which has hardwood floors, but a very old house, I actually insulated the ceiling joists over the crawl space, and it made a nice difference. So you want to make sure that when you do this project that you extend the insulation all the way to the outskirts of the house, the box beam, we call that. This is where the floor beams sit on the foundation, and that's really important because a lot of chilly air gets in there. The best insulation would be to use fiberglass bat insulation sized properly for the spacing of the joist. And what you do is you push it up there, and then you use a little piece of wire that actually is called a lightning rod because it goes in quickly, and it holds the insulation up, and it sticks into the adjacent joist to keep it from falling out. So it's a pretty easy project to do, and it's one that will definitely make you more comfortable and give you a great return on investment.
All right, Nick, I hope that helps you out, because nothing is worse than those cold floors, especially during the winter months when you're trying to get ready in the morning and your tootsies are freezing. Let's fix that.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at moneypit.com. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your day with us. We hope that you found some tips and advice in this episode that are useful to you. If you've got questions for us, if you've got a project that you would really like to tackle in 2024 and just don't know where to start, what to do first, whether you need to do it yourself or you can hire a pro, reach out to us 24/7 by calling 1-888 Money Pit. That's 888-666-3974. Or for the fastest possible response, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit. The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Seemingly no escape from the icy winter weather blanketing the U.S. this weekend. A wave of Arctic storms threatening to break low temperature records in the Heartland, spread cold and snow from coast to coast, and it's casting a chill over everything ranging from the football playoffs this weekend to presidential campaigns. Weather advisories range from an ice storm warning in Oregon to blizzard warnings in northern plains to high wind warnings in New Mexico. The weather has GOP presidential candidates issuing messages to their supporters the importance of getting to the caucuses next week in Iowa. The weather's curtailed some in-person campaigning, or at least made it difficult, but video messages are getting through with words of encouragement and a sense of urgency. Governor Kim Reynolds tells KCRG she's confident, despite snow, ice, and frigid weather, she does expect voters to turn out.
I was hoping we would break a record for this caucus, and I think, you know, with what we've seen from the amount of interest from Iowans, I think possibly we could have done that. But so that's going to damper that a little bit. But it is about who's enthusiastic about their candidates, that who's, you know, really believes in them and wants to make that extra effort to show up.
The Oregon Supreme Court is delaying a decision whether former President Trump's name should appear on that state's primary election ballot.
The Oregon Supreme Court won't hear the case because the U.S. Supreme Court is considering a similar case out of Colorado, and it would resolve the same issues. The court's allowing the five claimants to bring additional petitions that are not decided by the U.S. Supreme Court.
That's Tasha Stevens reporting. Oregon's primary scheduled for May 21st. South Africa says more than 50 countries support its case at the U.N.'s top court accusing Israel of genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. Others, though, including the U.S., the U.K., and Germany, strongly rejecting South Africa's allegations. News and analysis, townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Voters in Taiwan have spoken.
Ruling party candidate Lei Ching-tae has captured Taiwan's presidential election, and his opponents have now conceded. Beijing strongly opposes Lei, and the result will determine the future of relations with China over the next 4 years. While domestic issues featured prominently in the campaign, Lei's Democratic Progressive Party's appeal to self-determination, social justice, and rejection of China's threats ultimately won out. Jason Walker reporting.
Nearly 36 people injured, 5 critically, when a restaurant ceiling collapsed during a wedding reception in Italy's Tuscany region.
Officials say the restaurant is a former 15th century convent in the hills outside the city of Pistoia. Firefighters pulled people out from under the rubble. Breaking news at townhall.com. Wholesale inflation in the U.S. fell for a third straight month in December, as we hear from correspondent Ken Lormond.
The Labor Department says that its producer price index, which tracks inflation before it reaches consumers, declined 0.1% from November to December after falling 0.1% in November and 0.4% in October. Measured year over year, producer prices rose by a mild 1% in December.
Excluding volatile food and energy costs, so-called core wholesale prices were unchanged from November and up 1.8% from a year earlier. Core inflation, by omitting prices that tend to fluctuate from month to month, seen by many economists as a better guide to the direction of inflation. Supreme Court agrees to hear an appeal from Starbucks in a dispute with the Labor Relations Board over workers who are trying to unionize in Memphis. More at townhall.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you tackle projects you'd like to get done around your house. What are you planning for this weekend, this month, or this year? If it's a deck, a kitchen, a bathroom, if you've got a repair to do, if something weird's happening in your house and you just don't know why, we are happy to help get to the bottom of that dilemma. Reach out to us first with your questions. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or just go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button. You can record your question for the fastest possible response. Coming up on today's show, you know, besides choosing a color, what are the important things to consider when you're getting ready to paint? Well, we've got six things to remember before you pick up that paintbrush that will assure your project comes out perfectly.
And now that we're deep in winter, are you tired of feeling, well, tired? We've got easy DIY pick-me-ups for your home that will help lift your spirit and beat those winter blues just ahead.
And if you'd like to make your home more energy efficient, a home energy audit is a great place to start. We're going to share the details on how to get this done and highlight a do-it-yourself option in just a bit.
But first, we want to hear what you guys are working on. What are you planning for this new year? Are you taking on a big project, taking on some small projects, looking for some maintenance ideas to keep your house more efficient and toasty during the winter season? Whatever it is, Team Money Pit is standing by to lend a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or just go to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Jeannie, you've got the Money Pit. What are you working on?
We moved into a house that had a big deck around the house. And so we ended up taking all the boards off because the old boards had never been treated with anything. So we put the boards and everything on. And then we went to like Lowe's, Home Depot and all that to find a stain that we could put or a, you know, like a liquid that we could put on there that we wouldn't have to do it every year. It was an oil-based stain.
Okay.
We put it on there and they said, well, you shouldn't have to do it every year. You know, you should be able to go 3 or 4 years. And every year we've had to redo it because our deck is in the sun all the time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what product you're using, but there's a wide variety when it comes to stains that you can choose from. And what we generally recommend is solid color stain. And what most people get is semi-transparent stain. So what I would tell you to do is the next time, make sure you prep that deck really well, follow the manufacturer's instructions. But I would apply a solid color solvent-based stain, not water-based, solvent-based stain that has a lot of pigment in it. And what that will do is you'll still see the grain, but it will actually last a lot longer in terms of how it stands up to that surface. Solid color, not semi-transparent. And I think you'll see a significantly different result.
Okay, well, I listened to you on Saturday morning, and I was, well, I'll ask them.
All right, well, we're certainly glad you did, and we hope that works out. Perfect time now to do that to the deck, get it ready for spring. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Brad in Virginia, you're up next. How can we help you?
It's a water situation in my house.
Okay.
In one bathroom, you got cold and hot. You go to the kitchen, you got hot and barely is running cold. And then the last bathroom, it's the same way.
Okay. So you have a good stream of hot and cold water in the one bathroom, but you don't have it in the other two?
Right.
So to me, that sounds like it's a valve problem because the first thing you want to ask yourself is whether or not you have enough water pressure coming to the house. And if you've got it in one bathroom, then you certainly do. You just don't have it in these other two, and got to figure out why that is. It could be a partially obstructed valve. It might look like it's open, but it's partially closed. I mean, it could be a clogged aerator, but that would affect both hot and cold equally. You could easily check that, by the way, just by unscrewing the aerator. That's that little tip of the faucet where the water comes out.
Just make sure you remember how you took it apart because it goes back
to
the
like,
opposite way.
It's kind of like Rubik's Cube. Sometimes try to get it back together again. But the fact that you have water that's the correct pressure in one bathroom means it's not a water pressure problem. It's definitely going to be in the plumbing or in the valves or the fixtures or faucets themselves, which is another thing, by the way, the plumbing faucet itself could be a problem. The other thing that you could do is you could disconnect the plumbing, you know, at the valve and just hook up some hose lines to it there and just see how much water pressure comes out. See if you can sort of narrow down what the restriction is. You know, is it the faucet? Is it the valve? Where exactly is it being restricted? Is it before it gets to that fixture or faucet? Because you do have the water pressure. You've proven that. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us this hour. Coming up, if you've got a painting project, there are 6 important things you need to consider that are going to save you time and money before you start. We're going to share those tips next. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QuickCrete.com. Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces, a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What's happening, you guys? What's going on at your Money Pit? Need some help with a renovation, a repair, or a decor project? Well, on the Money Pit podcast, we share tips, ideas, and inspiration to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space.
Subscribe now at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Hey, if you guys are tackling a kitchen or bath project and you want to freshen up a countertop, we've got a kit for you from our friends at Deich Coatings that is awesome. It's called the Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit. It's a roll-on marble resurfacing kit for countertops, for vanities, or tabletops. And it creates a tough, resilient marble surface with distinct, defined veins, or you can create one with soft and swirling veins. It's going out to one listener drawn at random. So make that you. Reach out to us right now with your questions. Just go to moneypit.com/ask.
Risa in Oregon, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I need someone to recommend a really good gutter guard so that I don't have to keep cleaning my gutters all the time, because every time we're up there, it gets more dangerous because we're getting older, and they keep getting clogged because we have big trees around our house. We have maple, ash, and big firs. And so consequently, you've got tiny little needles, pointy little seeds, and big flat wide ones.
Okay, well, there's a number of different types of gutter guards, and on moneypit.com, we have a very popular article that kind of walks you through the different types and tells you whether or not they're worth it or not. The type of gutter guard that I seem to like the best are the ones that are mesh, a really thin mesh that has tiny holes in it that are permanently attached to the gutters themselves. And then the water basically runs through it and the leaves kind of wash off it. So I've had good success with that type of gutter guard personally. So that's something that you might want to look into. They also have different types of nylon gutter guards, or one called, like we call it, the bottle brush, where like the brush sort of lays in the gutter. But the kind that are mesh, I think, seem to work the best. There's a number of manufacturers out there that do that. And then the second type I would look at is called the reverse curve. And that's a piece of metal that goes up under the roof shingle and over the top of the gutter. And basically, because water will sort of hug that gutter guard, it will run into the gutter and the leaves will wash over the top. But if you go to moneypit.com and search for cost of gutter guards, are they worth it? You'll find that story. It'll walk you through all the options.
Well, I can try, but the biggest problem I've had is the big, fat maple leaves, because they just stick to just about every gutter thing I've tried, and
I bet,
the water
yeah.
yeah.
over them.
Right. Well, I'm telling you, I think you, a lot of the gutter guards that are out there, you find home centers just don't work very well. But I found that the reverse curve and the mesh gutter guards seem to be the best. I will caution you, though, one sort of problem I have with the gutter guard industry is they tend to try to hard sell you on these systems. So I would just make sure I find a very reputable company to deal with on that. I remember having a very bad experience some years ago where I was just strolling down the boardwalk in New Jersey, and there was a home show going on, and there was a gentleman there that was just kind of pulled me out of the crowd, wanted to sell me in gutter guards, and so I just kind of let him talk, and man, I could not get him to tell me how much his product cost. He kept trying to get my wife and I home in the house at the same time so that he could try to close the deal. And I'm saying, look, what if I had a 60-foot ranch, you know, with a one-story house with 4 liters and a gutter in the front and back? I was trying to think of, like, the simplest gutter job I could think of. Even then, he could not, or probably more accurately, would not quote me what his prices were. So that's a problem. It shouldn't be that hard to figure this out. So just be careful in making sure you find a good guy. Head on over to homeadvisor.com and read the reviews on the roofing contractors there. I'm sure you could find one through that site.
I will. I'll check yours first and go to the next one.
All right. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
Well, if you're getting ready to paint, there are a few things you need to think about besides deciding on the color. Here's 6 things to think about before you start that paint job. First, you want to measure the room to figure out how much paint you need. You can use an online paint calculator and simply enter the height and length of each wall and the number of doors and windows, and the calculator will tell you how many gallons you'll need to buy. As a general rule, 1 gallon will cover 400 square feet.
Now, if you found a color that you like, bring home a paint chip as well as a small jar of sample paint, if it's available, because colors look different throughout the day as the lighting changes, and at night when you turn on lamps. So it's a great idea to paint a small area just to see how you like it under these various conditions. Now, the texture of a wall can also impact the paint's color. So if you're painting over plaster or textured surfaces, or you're painting over wood paneling or maybe even molding, be sure to paint a sample directly onto those surfaces as well to see how they reflect the light.
Now, after you've settled on a color, you've got to decide what paint finish to get. Eggshell or satin finishes are going to work well on most interior walls, and semi-gloss is most often used on baseboards and trim. Now, glossy finishes, they are more durable and they're easier to clean, but they do show dirt more. And if you're painting a light color over a darker color, it's usually a good idea to use primer as your first coat to cover the original color. Primer is also really helpful if you're painting things like cabinets or furniture because it's going to help adhere the paint to the surface, which generally, if you don't use primer and you're going over a piece of furniture or a cabinet door, it's all just going to slide around.
Absolutely. And also remember that high-quality tools are really just as important as the paint. If you kind of cheap out and buy lousy brushes and rollers, they're going to lose bristles, they're going to leave fuzz, they're going to leave brush strokes. It's just not worth it. I mean, it's really, the labor is the hard part of painting, so you want to make sure you're using good tools for that. So you invest in those tools so you can start painting and clean them properly after you're done. And if you do that, you can use them again and again and again for future projects.
John in Missouri is on the line and is needing some help purchasing a new money pit. How can we help you?
Me and my wife are planning on building a guest house on our property, and we were wondering if it would be better to build from the ground up or to have a prefabricated house built.
Well, either is a really good option. You know, the advantage of prefab homes is that they go together much more quickly, and there's various levels of prefabrication. You know, you can get the home built in sections, or you can get a panelized home where the walls are assembled, and, you know, I've seen many of these homes go together, and they're extremely well built. You know, building a lot of these things in a factory gives you the ability to control a lot of things it's hard to control on the site. You know, accuracy of all the cutting and the measurements and the humidity of the wood and that sort of thing. I think either way, you really can't go wrong. And building it prefab would bring it together quicker if that's something that you're interested in.
Nice. Oh, thank you.
All right. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us, John, at 1-888-MONEY-PIT, and let us know how that build goes.
Thank you.
Katie in Minnesota is on the line with a question about a door. What is going on?
I'm having some issues with the front door. My husband bought a storm door, and it's a energy efficient.
Okay.
And we have a door behind there, our front door, and there's getting to be so much heat between the two doors.
Yeah.
That it's melting the trim.
Yep.
That's on the other door.
Yep. Very common. So here's the thing. You don't really need a storm door anymore with today's modern doors. Are usually, if they're installed properly and they have the right kind of weather stripping and the sills are adjusted so that they seal well, you generally don't need a storm door. Now, of course, all of us enjoy screen doors so that we can leave our interior door open in the warmer weather. But when you put a storm door on top of a door like that, you do get sort of a greenhouse effect where the light comes through that storm door and the heat just builds up between that metal door and the glass, and it will melt, as you saw, the plastic trim around the window pane. So that is very, very common, Katie. You're in good company with that. So I would tell you that in the summer, you don't want to have that storm panel on there. You've got to get that storm panel off and just put the screen panel in. Otherwise, this will continue to happen.
Yeah, that's what we do in the summer, but during the winter. So then I had called the company, and they said that there's a plate on the bottom where you can raise it. So we raised it, but then it's the whole door is like has frost, really thick frost. Is that bad for the door?
Well, it shouldn't be happening in the wintertime. It really is a summertime condition because it doesn't get hot enough in the cold months to cause that melting.
Oh, we have it now, and it's winter.
It's not possible. I think it's probably melted in the summer because it doesn't get hot enough now, not with this kind of temperature, to melt that trim. The trim melts in the warmer weather.
Right. Well, the thing is we cut the tree down, the door's black.
Okay.
So we just put it in. Yeah, that's not helping you either.
That's not helping you either, yeah. Is it a steel door?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you might want to rethink that door color, but I'm just telling you that you don't need to have that storm door on it whenever it starts to get warm. And if you decide, if you are going to have it, you're going to get this problem.
My husband said maybe we should just paint it white and see what it does if it's still.
Well, it will be better, but I'm just telling you, this is really common and it happens consistently in warmer weather and it will just only get worse.
Great. Okay.
All right. Well, listen, at least you know that you're not alone. And it's, you know, when people see this, they think, oh my gosh, this has never happened before. No, it happens all the time. Believe me. All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Brian in Ohio, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I got insulation troubles because it's just drafty in the house. And I've got some can lights in the upstairs that has the attic above, right?
Yep.
And they are non-insulation contact.
Okay.
And I bought some sort of a conversion kit that converts it to an LED. And what it does, it screws into the socket, and then there's two wires coming off of that, and then plugs into an LED light. Once I do that, my question is, can I go ahead and insulate that can, or do I really got to replace that can?
Man, that's a great question. I've got some of those myself, and I in my situation, they weren't going up in the attic, and I'm not really sure. I'm going to say that you probably can insulate over, but what I would do is I would get those lights, I would look up the manufacturer, and I would ask that question of the LED manufacturer. Now, even if you can't, you probably know that with insulation contact or types of light fixture, non-insulation contact fixtures, you can still insulate that space, but you have to box out around where those hi-hats come through the ceiling. The other thing that you might want to think about doing is going up from the attic and sealing the seam between the outside of that light fixture and the drywall below. Because that might actually stop some of that draft that you're probably dealing with. And I know how that goes. It's pretty annoying. But I think I would definitely contact the LED manufacturer and ask them if you have a non-insulation contact hi-hat light and you switch to the LED, you're obviously not generating as much heat, you would think. Although some of the LEDs do get pretty warm. I found some of them don't, but some of them do. So I would ask the question because their engineers are definitely going to have calculated that before they put that product on the market. Okay.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, are you tired of feeling, tired? You know, it's common this time of year, but it doesn't have to be. We've got easy DIY pick-me-ups for your home that will help your spirits coming up next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at TheSimpleMat.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227. To get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And as you look around your house, what is the one home improvement project that you would really, really, really like to get done? Well, we'll help you get done. Take that first step. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974.
All right, now we've got Stephanie on the line from Tennessee who needs some help around the Money Pit. What's going on?
We have a somewhat, it's not a shower wrap. Two walls is of an acrylic-type material, marble-looking, and then right. It has a glass door with a look-through glass side. I was in the shower, and it sounds like little pop, 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 pops. Now I notice I have little teeny spider cracks, just real thin, on the side wall. So
okay.
I let the shower dry, put Gorilla Tape, waterproof Gorilla Tape on it, so it wouldn't get any more wet.
What, no duct tape was available?
Duct tape and Gorilla Tape is everybody's best friend.
There you go.
But I put
okay.
it on there to prevent more moisture in there.
Right.
But it just made these little spider marks. I haven't had any more. You could barely see them, but I really don't want to tear out a shower.
So the sides are acrylic?
Yes, it's like acrylic marble. The head wall where the faucet and the shower head is, and the side
right.
where the soap dish is in the shower stall.
Okay. So it's kind of like a liner almost, it sounds like, that's over the wall structure that's acrylic. Does that sound about
uh-huh.
right? Are these cracks all the way through, or are they just on the surface? Because it might be the glazing on top of the acrylic.
Okay. Actually, I believe they're on the surface, and they
okay.
all seem to originate from the embedded, I don't know if that's the right word, soap dish. But they're just spider, and, you know, but there's, you can't feel them.
You probably stressed that part of the liner. Maybe you grabbed on the soap dish. I don't know. Plus, it's, you know, it's an area where you're going to have an expansion and contraction pattern that's different than the rest of it. If they're not going through, they're just the surface, I would not worry about that. I'll give you one trick of the trade to kind of maybe make them less obvious, and that is if you were to apply car wax to the walls of the shower, not the
uh-huh.
floor, all right, because you're going to slip
right.
and break something,
oh, yes.
but to the walls, you will find that that will buff in really nicely. And the water will, of course, you know, run right off it. And I think it might help to hide some of those spider vein kinds of cracks the same way it does that on the finish of a car.
Oh, great idea. Because actually
okay.
we're going to be selling our house in about 6 months. And I was like, I'm trying to be ahead of the ball game on things I know I need to address without
well, here's what you do.
To do
you go
the
ahead
whole enchilada.
Here's what you do. You polish up that shower, right? And when you sell your house, you take a brand new can of car wax and you put a bow on it and you make that the housewarming gift for the new owners. And then you can tell them about your call with the Money Pit and explain to them how to use it.
Hey, I really appreciate that. I really do. I listen to y'all's show. A lot of good information. We appreciate you down here in Tennessee.
While the days are shorter and colder, which for many people brings a case of the blues, here's a reason to smile, though. Studies show a few easy changes to your living space can spruce up your home and your spirits.
So for starters, let's talk about the lights. Turn them on, turn them up. It sounds simple, but improved lighting can definitely make you feel a lot better, especially this time of year when darkness sets in so early. It's a good time of year also for additional and better quality lighting. You know, with the advent of LED technology and all the different colors of light that's available, it's never been easier to add bright white light to a workspace or a softer glow for your living areas.
Now, you might also consider planting an indoor garden. Colorful flowers or herbs can go a long way toward reminding you of spring. Just make sure you choose a location that gets plenty of sunlight, since most of these veggies need as much as 6 hours of direct sunlight each day to grow and thrive.
And think about adding a pick-me-up for your front door or your entranceway. That can definitely raise your spirits before you even step foot inside. So things like polishing the hardware or swapping out a doormat are really small changes that can go a long way.
You also could think about new paint or a new door altogether. It brings even more freshness to your space.
And finally, don't forget to please the most powerful of your senses, your sense of smell. Citrus scents are known to energize and rejuvenate, and jasmine and grapefruit can ease depression and sadness. You can use oils, incense, or candles to add the aromas to your living space.
And if you guys want more great ideas to spruce up for winter, we've got them online right now. Just go to moneypit.com.
Now we've got Jay on the line who's dealing with a chilly basement floor. Tell us about it. Nobody likes it, so let's give you a hand.
On the concrete floors in your basement, you are talking about how to keep them toasty warm.
Yep.
Because once that concrete gets cold, yeah, it's like an iceberg. They're not warming up.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. So there's a couple of things that you can do. First of all, there's a product called DriCore, D-R-I-C-O-R-E, and it's a subfloor that puts some space between you and that cold concrete floor. It's a pretty inexpensive product. They come in panels that are about 2 foot square, roughly. They interconnect, and you lay them down, and then on top of the DriCore, you could use that floor if it's just as an unfinished floor, or you could put carpet, or which we really don't advise for basements,
right,
but it's good if you wanted to, or you could put hardwood, engineered hardwood or vinyl, or any type of product like that. And they have two versions of it. One of them has insulation built into it, so maybe a little bit warmer, and that's called DriCore Plus. So take a look at the DriCore website. It is D-R-I-C-O-R-E, and I think you'll find your solution right there. Jay, hope that tip warms up your floor space, and thank you so much for calling us at The Money Pit.
This is The Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, if you'd like to make your home more energy efficient, a home energy audit is a great place to start. We're going to share details on how you can get this done and highlight a DIY option just ahead.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed.
For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your marble dream kit today at DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And whether you are doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow us at the Money Pit Podcast at MoneyPit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Hey, you guys tackling a kitchen or bath project, or maybe you'd love to have yourself a marble table? Well, you can get all three of those done with the Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit from Dice Coatings. And we've got one to give away to one lucky listener this hour. This is a resurfacing kit that works for countertops, vanities, and tabletops. It's very easy to use. You don't need special skills. You're going to get a tough, resilient, beautiful marble surface, complete with the soft, swirling veins. It's worth $169, but we've got one to give away. So reach out to us for your chance to win and the answer to your home improvement question. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Now we're heading to New Hampshire. Sarah's on the line. How can we help you?
I bought a seasonal home in Maine, so I can only be there 6 months out of the year because you need a ferry to get over there.
Oh, boy.
And I want to make sure I'm not getting mice during the year when I'm not there, the 6 months that I'm not there.
All right.
So what's the best thing to do?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, don't store food where the mice can get to it. And that means, of course, not keeping things in ground level, making sure food is in sturdy containers if it is. If you have any small holes around the foundation perimeter, cracks in the foundation or space between the foundation and the siding, those are good to seal up. And you can do that just by sticking steel wool in the holes. Avoid creating nesting areas. So if you have like piles of firewood against the house or any kind of high brush, stuff like that is another reason for mice to kind of make themselves at home. And finally, I would put down some rodenticide, you know, some decon or a product like that, especially in the lower levels of the house. I don't know if you have a basement or a crawl space, but that's generally where the mice start. And then they will eat that and take it back to the nest, and that will take care of at least some of them. So I think it's just a process of good maintenance and not giving them an opportunity to have food there that they want to stay around longer for.
Well, unfortunately, the owner before me, all his wood is piled up underneath the porch, so I'm hoping that's not an attraction for them. And the other thing is he did insulate underneath the home, so I'm hoping that's a deterrent. I don't think they like the insulation. Is that correct?
No, actually, they love insulation. I've seen mice that will pull apart pieces of insulation to make a warm nest. Yeah, they're very energy efficient creatures. You know, they like their insulation. But I think it's good that they insulated the floor because it makes it much more comfortable for you. So those are the kinds of things. But I wouldn't worry about it unless you have a problem. And if it really gets bad, you can call a professional and they can deploy some additional tactics. Okay.
All righty. Well, thanks an awful lot. I appreciate your time.
All right. Enjoy that vacation home. Thanks for calling us.
I shall. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, if you're interested in making your home more efficient, the first step is a home energy assessment. Now, a home energy assessment, or audit, as it's sometimes called, is a way to measure your home's energy efficiency and where improvements can be made.
Now, to be valuable, energy assessments, they've got to be thorough and they've got to be properly done. Now, most of the time, pros do these inspections in person, but remote energy assessments became more popular in the pandemic and are continuing today. In a remote assessment, you would walk through the house with a tablet or a smartphone while the assessor is online with you, kind of walking you through it literally every step of the way.
Now, you can also do your own sort of DIY home energy assessment. The Department of Energy offers a walkthrough checklist on energy.gov to guide you. While it might not be as thorough as the professional home energy assessment, it can pinpoint some of the easier areas that you can address.
Now, whether you hire a professional or you do it yourself, start any energy efficiency upgrades with a home assessment. You will be glad you did because you will be determining where the best return on investment is for that energy remodeling dollar.
Mike in Arizona's on the line. You've got a question about siding. What's going on?
My house currently has Western Red Cedar as siding, but it's like 20 years old and really in bad shape. And I'm wondering, because of my local place, if I can go with a pine tongue and groove siding versus a Western Red Cedar tongue and groove siding, if it would be appropriate for this area.
So, Mike, you want to replace the Western Red Cedar with pine, but you're going to basically have the same situation. The fact that you're replacing wood with wood, that pine in 20 years is going to look just as bad, if not worse, because, by the way, pine is not as insect-resistant and not as decay-resistant as cedar is. So if you really want wood siding and the existing wood siding is just deteriorated, I would simply replace it with more Western Red Cedar. Now, that said, if you want to get away from wood siding, I would take a serious look at hardy plank siding or hardy shingle siding. The hardy sidings are really well made, and they're basically a cement siding, and they are pre-painted at the factory. I, for example, have wood shingles on my house, and I have hardy shingles on my garage, and from the street, they look identical. But I can tell you that I'll be doing a lot more painting of the house than I will of the garage, because those shingles just don't wear out.
How long have I had my hardy shingles? 10 years now?
Yeah.
All I do is occasionally, like, power wash a little area. The house
right.
looks pristine.
All I've had to do was spray a little mildicide on it to get rid of some of the moss that likes to grow on it. But other than that, it looks perfect. It has shown no wear whatsoever. It's just amazing stuff.
No, and it looks like the real deal. Like, it looks
does.
Like real shingles. So
yeah.
There's no, you know, there's no downside.
Yeah, so you're not picking up any benefit by replacing cedar siding with pine siding. But if you want to pick up a benefit, I would switch out, maybe go with a hardy. Or if you really like the wood, then just go with the cedar again. But this time, use a solid color stain on it. That's going to give it more protection. You'll have to do that probably about every 5 years to keep it from cracking and checking and wearing out again.
Thank you so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, when the weather is cold, mice head for the comfort and warmth of your home. We're going to share tips to evict those unwanted guests when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
For over
over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
By Anderson.com for details.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house.
Sarah from New York wrote in wanting to know, what caulk should I be using where the bathtub meets the tile? Silicone or latex? She says, I heard that the two don't mix. If I already have one type, should I stay with the same?
So first of all, it really doesn't matter because we would tell you to make sure you get all the old caulk out. And if you're having trouble doing that, there's a product called a caulk softener, kind of like paint remover. You apply it to the caulk, you let it sit there for a while, then you can scrape away all the old nasty caulk, clean it really good. I like to wipe it with like a bleach water solution before I re-caulk. In terms of the choice, if you're going to use latex, you want to make sure that it is a kitchen or bath caulk because it has a millicide in it. If you use silicone, make sure it's rated for an exterior because it has a millicide in it, as well as being UV resistant, which doesn't really apply in the bathroom, but still, heck, why not? Now, in terms of silicone or latex, the reason people choose latex is because it's water soluble, and you can also use your favorite trowel, which is your finger, to sort of trowel it out and leave a nice seam. Silicone, you can do the same thing, but you have to dip your finger in dish soap first. If you put some dish soap on the end of your finger, you will be able to use it to kind of smooth out the silicone. But the other thing I'll tell you is this. The trick of the trade for making sure that your caulk stays in is to fill the tub with water first, then caulk it, and then after the caulk dries, let the water out, because this way the tub sort of stretches down and then it comes back up and compresses when the water's out, and the caulk's more likely to stay in there for the long haul that way.
Yeah, those are all excellent tips and good tricks, Tom.
Well, are mice using your home as their winter getaway? Leslie has some advice to keep those furry creatures away from your house in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, the first step is to try and keep a clean house. Mice, rats, and all those rodents will love to make their way into your home to keep warm, but if they find a buffet waiting for them, they're not leaving. They're going to eat, they're going to chill, they're going to stay warm. So sweep up the crumbs and store dry foods like cereal and pet food in sturdy containers that they can't chew through. Now, rodents are not picky. I had a pest control pro once tell me he found rats in a homeowner's garbage who were feeding on the grease and drippings among the lava rocks in the gas grill. Blah. So
disgusting.
Keep the trash covered, empty those indoor containers often. Just try to be tidy, you guys. Also, cut down on nesting sites around the house. So think of things like wood piles, stacks of newspaper, cardboard boxes. Keep these items off the floor inside and away from the foundation outside. Now, this is a fun fact. Mice can squeeze through places as small as a dime. That's really tiny, you guys. So seal up potential spaces with steel wool. Pay attention to areas around pipes, vents, ducts, because they can find their way in. And baits designed to eliminate rodent infestations will work well as long as you follow the instructions. And then be sure to keep your kids and pets away from it. The best way to do that is with a bait station. So those are going to let the pets in, but it keeps your pets and kids safely away from it. And they'll go in there, they'll get to the bait, they'll get it on themselves, they'll bring it back with them wherever they're going. It's kind of like an easy way to, you know, get the poison to where it needs to be without getting it where it doesn't. So just, you know, clean up and get rid of the mice.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, we're going to talk about roofs because winter is very rough on them. I mean, with the snow, the ice, the freeze, the thaw cycles, they take a lot of punishment. That's why now is a good time to plan for any roof work you might be wanting to get done this spring. So we'll share some tips for a DIY roof check you can do safely from the ground so that you can figure out if your roof needs to be repaired or replaced. That's all coming up on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.